Hey guys, welcome to week two. This week is on nutrition. The reason it's on nutrition is because supplements, vitamins, I mean, they're going to help you, they're going to take you so far, but nutrition is what's going to keep you stable every day for the rest of your life. Diet has such a huge role on your mood. It's what supplies the vitamins and minerals naturally, and if you're eating simple carbs, you're spiking your glucose all the time, you're having mood swings all the time, or you're not eating enough healthy fats for your brain, all of these things contribute to being depressed. So in this module, you're going to learn which foods destroy your mood, which foods to eat, what kind of things you need to do as far as fats, proteins, and carbs go, and how to test for food allergies. Now, all this is good too, because once you're getting the right vitamins and minerals, amino acids, nutrition, not only are you going to feel better, but it also makes you look better as well. So nutrition, once you get this dialed down, everything becomes so much easier, and this is the core aspect of your life you need to change if you want to be free of depression forever. My story with nutrition is I didn't realize I was eating crappy. I thought I was eating healthy. In reality, I wasn't. I was eating too many processed foods, and with me, I tried testing for allergies. I figured out I can't really drink milk all that often, and I completely cut out bread from my diet. I've been much better ever since. Nutrition is what keeps me strong day in, day out. The thing with depression is once I get my nutrition really dialed in and right, I don't have to really take many of the supplements, and if you get your nutrition right, it's likely you might not even have to take any amino acids at all once you get everything dialed in. So the problem is we eat foods that deplete our neurotransmitters in our brain. We eat foods that don't give us the right amino acids to replenish the neurotransmitters in our brain. And we eat foods that we're allergic to. They produce an addictive response in us. So we keep eating them. They keep depleting our body of things like B vitamins, neurotransmitters. And it's just making us not feel right. So the solution to this is you're going to start eating whole foods that are rich in nutrients. You're going to start getting enough protein and fat for your brain so it can function correctly. And you're going to cut out all the crap that is sapping your energy and sapping your mood. Some of the common errors in thinking people make when it comes to changing your nutrition is one, is people think, oh man, I'm going to be eating food that doesn't taste good and I'm going to have to give up all this stuff. I'll tell you, once you start eating healthy, once you actually have the right vitamins and minerals in your body, you're not going to crave all those harmful foods anymore. I don't crave McDonald's burger or fries at all. The only time I crave any of that stuff is if I'm getting slightly depressed or I'm way stressed out, and even then, it's extremely rare. Now I crave salads. I mean, one of my favorite things to do here in Thailand is get a nice, huge chicken salad with a banana sesame coconut shake. It tastes amazing, way better than any junk food out there. Once you start eating healthy and changing your diet, after a while, your taste buds will change. Things like spinach, apples, they will start to taste amazing. Don't have to worry about things not tasting good because, in my opinion, these foods taste way better than anything else out there. Another common mistake people make is the low calories or low fat diets. This causes them to yo-yo and weight. Eating low calories is going to turn down your hormonal response, it's going to lower your metabolism, and going low fat is not going to give the right amount of healthy fats for your brain to function correctly, because your brain is made up of up towards 60% of healthy fatty acids. So the problem with all of that is, you know, you get depressed, you think, you hear all the low fat, the low calorie stuff, you really got to lose weight. Once I lose weight, I'm not going to be depressed. But the thing is, once you're eating healthy, you're going to be eating more food. You're going to be eating a lot more vegetables. It's going to keep you full and satisfied longer. And it's going to it's going to give you all the vitamins and minerals. It's going to be getting your hormones back in check to the point where you're eating big salads, you're eating the right amount of protein. You're going to feel full. You're not going to want to crave and eat more food. Last thing I want to mention is people think that their cravings for certain foods are from low willpower. Nothing could be further from the truth. Take me now, I don't crave crappy foods at all. Take me when I was depressed, I craved sugar, I craved all that stuff all the time. You can ask one of my good friends back home every now and then and just call them up and be like, hey, let's go get some fries or ice cream at McDonald's, because I didn't have the right vitamins and minerals in my body. If you have cravings for certain foods, it's not because you're low in willpower. It's because your body thinks it needs to get something from those foods, or you want to comfort yourself with the neurotransmitters that those foods may produce. And if you're allergic to the food, such as like gluten, which can release opiate-like receptors in your brain, you might be going after that as well. So once you get enough vitamins and minerals from the basics supplements you're taking, once you're eating a lot of greens, a lot of healthy foods, your body is not going to crave unhealthy foods as much as it used to. I hope you guys enjoy this module. Please take it very seriously. This, if you just do one thing, if you change your nutrition for the better, it'll make such a massive impact on your life and depression. You'll love it afterwards.